Do you think that the prejudice against the EastEnders had come from... Because there was trouble with evacuees when people were replaced. Yes. Snotty then, weren't they? Mm.
Yeah.
Did it come from... Was it because of your work here? You would have looked at it.
And there was also a lot of... There was a difference between people who lived in East London and there was to people that lived in the suburbs. I should imagine in that, you know, living conditions were that much better.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, my grandmother, she still lived when I was quite old in the house she always lived in. She had six kids in there. There was only three rooms, one on top of each other.
Yeah.
Outside loo, you know, cold water. But I mean,
women were amazing how they coped. Yeah. Tell me about this photo here. Now this is an older one,
isn't
it? That's
a very much older one, and that's my grandmother again.
Yeah.
That's my mother looking dreadful. Aunt, my grandmother's eldest son. She must have had it at about 14.
Right.
My other uncle's wife, my uncle, my Aunt Edie. I don't know that lady.
It looks like 1940s sort of fashions, doesn't it?
I should think it probably is.
Yeah,
there's no date.
That's a postcard.
Oh, is it?
Postcard.
Oh.
I don't know, just took into postcard.
I don't know, I think they did just do lots of photos in postcard form. But,
it does look like it, doesn't it? It's so with the sort of clothes they're wearing, Great looking face.
That's when I was probably very young, going down to Hotfield.
Oh, is this the old Wellies?
Yeah, the old Wellies. Well, looks like he's got a good pair on there, my brother. But we used to go in a big bassinet pram and push everything.
Is that a tin bath?
Yeah, tin bath.
That used to go down with you as well.
That used to go as well, yeah. Now that's much later. Because I must be about 12, that's my mother. That little girl was backward little girl, who used to live in the house next door.
Right.
And that's her sister, and her brother, and her dad. No brother and my cousin. And across these huts, they were brick built up to there, they were quite good huts. But we used to all be able to talk to each other across the top because they were, you know, you could actually stand on the table and look over and see them all in bed.
There was a gap between
us. There was a big gap, So, that, you know, privacy wasn't even in it.
So, you know, people used to spy on each other a lot?
Well, when the parents were out, I think the kids used to just lark about and throw things over and talk, you know. And that's a much later one, that's just on a field. Oh, and that's the huts there. And we used to get faggots delivered every day to burn. Yeah. Each day the tractor would come and deliver sort of six faggots per family.
Mm.
Or maybe three, I don't know.
That was from the farmer?
Yes, and you'd burn those to cook your food.
Is that the old pot that's still boiling now?
Probably,
But they look like... I look at the shoes for lads. They're not quite winkle-pickers, are they?
No, but going that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all showing off, that's what that was all about. But I mean, it was lovely. I mean, very communal. Life was very communal. That's on a hot picking farm somewhere, the old accord in there.
Is this what used to come out at night then?
Yes, yeah, and round the pubs. And that weekend, that looks like everybody's dressed up. All singing.
They look very smart. Do people do that at the weekends?
Oh, at weekends, yeah. Everybody had a strip wash in their hut with a bit of hot water, if you were lucky. And everybody would come out really looking nice, you know. But on the pubs, pub doors, it always said, because people did congregate, no hot pickers or... no gypsies or hot pickers in this bar. So you all had to go round.
Really? Didn't that upset people?
No, I don't think it ever did. It just was accepted.
Right.
Yeah.
So that meant the local people used to all drink in one bar and the hot pickers used to drink in another?
Yeah. Although some local people used to like to mix with the hot pickers because it was a bit more fun. There'd be lots of singing and dancing. During the year, I don't suppose there was about 10 people in the pub. All of a sudden, during the hot picking season, the man must have made his fortune because especially at weekends with all these men coming down from London and just singing and dancing and goodness knows what in the pub. People would dress up.
What sort of hours did they do then? Would they leave the pub open late?
No, proper hours because there'd always be the local bobby. Then you'd all have to see your way home with a torch because, I mean, the lanes were so dark. I mean, you know, I can't imagine anything being as dark as it used to be. So you'd have to have a torch and you'd go along, you know, find out where you had to be.
Did anyone ever get lost in the dark?
A few people fell over, I should think, especially if they were drunk. Yeah.